Haynesbury, home of heinous investigations. An agency dedicated to ousting anything otherworldly we can find. And that's not all we do together, since abnormal events don't exactly work on a 9-to-5 schedule. We ended up having to live together, which is hard to get used to.
What the hell?
Hey, Carlton! Isn't this music great? And since it's in the public domain, we don't have to pay every time somebody listens to us!
It's 4 in the morning!
Aw, what? The tough lawyer never had an early morning before? Try having a baby wake you up almost every day at 2 a.m. You'll never complain again.
Briar, what are you doing up?
Target practice. The peace and quiet makes for some seriously intense concentration. Or at least it was peaceful and quiet.
Oh man, my speaker!
See? Quiet.
Thanks, but maybe you could keep from going full Kill Bill this close to my room.
You know, I can't wait for the day that my going Kill Bill saves your ungrateful ass.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. Never a dull moment in this house. And the weird hours aren't even the worst of it.
Going to make some breakfast! Open in the fridge!
Ah! Blood bag! Holy hell, blood
hey,
bag!
It's okay. It's okay. It's mine.
Yours?
Yeah, mine. To have with breakfast? Excuse me for living with vampirism.
Oh, that is really disgusting.
It's a blood disorder.
That requires you to drink actual blood.
Hey, I don't say anything when I see you eating everything in sight.
I have a fast metabolism.
Then you should get your own food and not spend all your time raiding the communal fridge.
Oh, great. Jack's here to tell you everything that's wrong with me. You just had to come and complain, huh?
I wouldn't have to if you didn't keep eating everything.
I don't eat everything.
No. Just
hey, boss! Sorry again about the music. I just got a groove when the mood hits me, you know?
I told you I don't care what you do, just do it far away from my room.
Ugh,
not another stupid argument! You think they would have been burnt out by now?
Well, at least you don't have to worry about me touching Ginny's gross horror movie pick-me-up from hell.
It's just a little blood bag. It's not like I'm going out at night stalking and draining people, or whatever it is you people think vampires do.
What? No, I didn't think that.
You're full of crap. That is exactly what you thought. Quit trying to be so high and mighty.
I'm not trying to...
Yeah, you are. I know more than you think I do. I'm your brother.
Younger brother.
By 15 minutes.
And what an amazing 15 minutes they were.
Okay, it is way too early for this. You guys gotta give it a rest. Just agree Algernon's wrong and shut up.
You know, I'm getting pretty tired of being insulted all the time. Why don't you take some of the heat every once in a while, girl's name?
You wanna say that again?
What? That you have a girl's name? What kind of sick parents do you have to get a name like that? I mean, Beverly? The kids at school must have really had fun with you.
That's it! You're going down!
Bring it on! Miriam hits harder.
Hey, would you keep it down? Liza and I were trying to sharpen some nut. Oh. Well, this just got a whole lot more interesting.
Interesting? More like cruel. Guys, quit it! You're acting stupid!
Yeah, don't make us break you two up.
Oh, stow it, princess.
Princess? You won't be calling me that when I make you vomit your guts out, jackass!
Ow, hey!
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Free for all brawl! Every man for himself!
Well, if you can't beat him...
Hello? Is everything all right? I heard a tumult all the way from the lower... What in the name of all that is good is going on here?
Oh, hey, Elliot. You want in on this, too?
I, of course not. I'm a pacifist. Violence only makes me anxious. And when I get anxious... Oh, no. Not now.
Maybe I could help.
Ah!
Orville, Maybe the best thing for someone who is trying not to unleash a psychopathic demon alter ego is to not have a conversation with someone who's so, creepy.
Don't call me creepy.
What the hey!
Did Martin just yell?
I'm not sure. I didn't think he was physically capable of doing that.
What is going on here? I thought you were all getting along great since you moved in.
Sure, we worked together okay, but living together? What did you expect? We were all gonna what? Start hugging and singing songs around a campfire made of rainbows and participation trophies? Come on. We're all insanely different people.
Yeah, like some of us have pansy names. Okay, I might have deserved that one.
You know, Carlton has a point. Maybe the reason we're still clashing with each other so much is that, well, we're all living here, but we barely know anything about each other. Maybe if we all sat down together and talked for a while...
Based on the current state of my kitchen, I'm not sure that's the best idea. But maybe if we divided everyone up...
Ooh, we could do pairs! I think the math adds up.
We can write up some plans right now!
Let's go!
What just happened?
I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, Chester, don't you think you've spent enough time holding that old glass to the ground? I thought we were going for a walk on the beach.
Give me one more minute, dear. I told you old Floyd said he felt us tremors around here again. Asked me to come take a look, since we felt them before.
Then why hold that glass on the ground, and why put your ear to it?
Well, you hold the glass up to the door when you want to listen to what's on the other side. So I thought if I held one to the ground, I could hear what's down there causing these tremors.
Oh, Chester, why don't you just call those heinous inspectors or whoever they are? They were so nice to fix up our lawn after they went to get all that money for the town from underground. And I just heard from Joyce that they helped her Clay and his little friends down at the docks. I bet they could go down there and fix the problem.
Ah, that newbie and his friends still have a lot to learn. Better if somebody who's lived here all these years looks into it.
But, dear, what if there isn't anything down there? What if it was just plates in the ground or something, moving around and shaking everything up? I remember reading about that somewhere.
Plates? In the ground? And you think I'm crazy for listening for something moving down there? Who'd even want to bury plates down there in the first place? Wouldn't they be scared they'd break? Wouldn't be much good for eating afterwards either, with all the dirt on them.
Oh.
Shh. You hear that?
Chester, the ground!
Don't worry, the monsters around here know better than to mess with... Whoa!
Ah! Oh, dear Lord! Chester! Chester!
Ooh! Told you it wasn't plates!
Okay, everybody! Who's ready for some team bonding?
I'm gonna go with none of us. Anyone else in favor of avoiding each other until the next case crops up?
Okay, let me rephrase. Who's ready for some mandatory team bonding?
After this morning's incident, Liza and I have agreed that some friendly, casual communication between you all is necessary if we want to keep operating as a business.
I already broke everybody up into groups of two, with each group in a different room of the house. Frank soundproofed everything, so nobody should feel like they have to hold anything back. It'll be a totally safe space.
Yeah, because nothing says safe space like being forcibly separated and locked in a room for an hour.
Actually, it's 3 hours.
3 hours?!
Hey, why doesn't Liza have to do this? She was unleashing hell as much as the rest of us this morning.
That wasn't because of a lack of communication. I've been nothing but an open book with you guys since you showed up here.
Really?
I'll prove it. When's my birthday?
April 21st.
Yep. My ethnic background?
German and Italian, mostly.
Ja und Sie. My favorite book?
Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Why?
because it's the only book you owned, because you grew up in a foster home with barely enough money to get by.
And you like your stories to have a happy ending, and an excessive amount of gore and nightmarish retribution.
Uh-huh. So, who's ready to get to know their coworkers? Sounds good. Okay, first pair, Frank and Jack.
Woohoo! First I get to make a bunch of ultra-secure rooms where nobody can hear you scream, and now I get to spend time in one with a friend? Kick ass! Put her there, buddy!
Are you sure there isn't someone more stable I could get partnered with?
You'll be fine. Frank's fun.
Right, fun. So that's what you're supposed to call it.
Orville, your partner is Ginny.
Yay! You know, I bet the only reason I don't hear you talk that much is because you're shy. I bet it'll be way easier for you to talk with just me, right?
No.
Oh.
Okay, next team up is... da-da-da-da! Carlton and Miriam! Congratulations!
Of course they're stuck together.
Don't they kind of have to be? I mean, they're all over each other already. I couldn't tell you, though, if that's because they wanted to kill each other, or they wanna...
Don't! I have a kid. You really think I'd waste my time with this idiot?
Idiot! You'd call somebody with a law degree an idiot?
You can go to hell.
You're the idiot!
Hey, every pairing was totally random and has nothing to do with relationships, good or bad. Besides, if you two are gonna be in charge of this business, maybe it'd be a good idea to sit down and talk things out. Ever think of that?
Fine.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Place your bets now, whether they come out of there with their clothes off or bloodstained. Wow, I cannot imagine a worse situation than yours right now.
Well, that's good to hear, Algie, because it means you already have a more positive perspective going into your talk with Elliot.
Oh no, I am not going to spend 2 hours in a room alone with Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hellspawn!
It's, actually 3 hours.
Crap.
Guys, please, just try to take this seriously, and it'll be over before you know it, I promise. Now, let's get this metaphorical ball of friendship rolling. You can take the rooms down the hall.
Rooms. More like jail cells.
Shut up, Algie.
Yeah, shut up, Algie! Am I right, Jack, my friend? Huh?
You think they'll be okay, Martin?
Only time will tell, I guess.
What do you want to do now?
What my parents used to do with their excess money before I stepped in.
Oh, cool! I missed Champagne and Lobster Fest. Let's go.
So. Are we in agreement that this is stupid and pointless?
What do you think Frankenstein meant about us being all over each other? Does everybody think that?
Who cares? They probably think, since we're the ones in charge and we're both single, that we should hook up or something. Now, do you agree with me about this being stupid or not?
Well, I mean, if I agree with you, then I'm playing into this whole messed up idea everybody has about us being similar and more likely to be into each other, but then if I don't... it looks like we hate each other, which somehow is another thing they think about us, and also makes us look like we want to get with- Son of a bitch, they're in my head!
Maybe we should just cut our losses and sit in silence for the next few hours. The less we know about each other, the more we can drive the message home that we're just business partners. Nothing else.
Hey, I'm game if you are. No, wait, I mean, I'm game either way. It has nothing to do with you.
Shut up.
And with the campground up in flames and all of the evil counselors slaughtered, their blood was harvested under the dusty, yellow midsummer moon until, among the ashes, vampire, vampiress, and their infant daughter were all that remained. And that's the story of how I was born. Sorry to take so long describing my mom's O-negative craving around month 6 of her pregnancy, but that's why my parents think people always like me so much. How about your parents? What are they like?
Dead.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Did they die when you were little, or...
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, let's talk about some of our hobbies. I like to knit, hike, and at night, when nobody's watching, I love to fly over the trees in the woods near here. Bet you didn't know vampires could fly, huh? I mean, like, fly on our own without doing the whole turning into a bat thing. Oh, wait! You can fly, right?
Technically, it's not flying.
Yeah, but it's sort of flying. You should come with me sometime. It would be so fun to go and hang out in the middle of nature with somebody. It's super beautiful out there.
No thanks.
You are a tough egg to crack, but mark my words, I'll get you to hang out with me by the time this talk is over. You'll see.
Mr. Graham? Algernon?
What?
Pardon my asking, but why are you cowering behind that chair?
Because I'm trying to stay far away from you!
Yes, but why?
Because I don't buy your whole wholesome, innocent doctor act. I saw how you went all psycho and almost killed that Delilah lady. You're a demon!
Well, I'm really only half of one. I'm also half angel, technically speaking.
That only makes it more confusing! I've met plenty of two-faced people in my life, but you're the first one I've met to take it literally. If I can even count you as a person. So get back! The power of, whatever compels you.
I'm sorry. Do you think that what I did back on our first professional endeavor was my choice?
Yeah, I saw you turn into some spooky-looking guy and try to murder somebody in front of all of us for fun. And I'm not so sure you weren't going to off all of us, too.
And I couldn't assure you of that fact either.
You couldn't?
Well, no. After all these years, I still don't fully understand that aspect of my, self. What I'm trying to say is that he, or rather the side of me that, there's got to be an easier way to explain this. Perhaps you could ask me some questions, and then I could answer them to the best of my ability.
How do I know this isn't a trick?
I assure you that it isn't. I promise that I'll be, to quote Miss Liza's earlier recitation of a favorite metaphor of mine, an open book.
Really?
On my honor.
Okay. Let me think.
So, remind me again. What's your job here?
Oh, you know, engineer, inventor, scientist, lovable genius. I'm basically living the dream here, but I don't want to waste 3 hours where we can talk about anything talking about me. I mean, we can tackle some of life's biggest questions, like when humanity finally establishes colonies on Mars, will we finally be able to take advantage of the lack of gravity to flip the world's largest pancake? But then when you'd say that it was the world's largest pancake, the world would technically be Mars and not Earth. So would that mean we'd have to start keeping separate world record books for every planet? Feel free to jump in anytime you want.
I'm going to be straightforward here. I can't tell if I'm impressed or terrified by how your mind works.
Aw, thanks. You seem like you're pretty smart, too. You do investment banking, right?
Yeah. I mean, I did. It's been a pain to keep the work up this far from New York. How did you know that?
Now, Martin asked me to set up a computer for you in one of the offices here, but unfortunately it exploded.
It exploded, or you exploded it?
Eh, potato, potato.
Huh. Well, thanks for trying to help me out anyway. It's been nice to have somebody care about what I do for a living and not just what I do to rein in my little brother.
Twin brother.
Don't remind me.
Hey, what do you think Martin and Liza are doing right now?
I have no idea. But I bet it's not as weird as this conversation.
Don't get me wrong, I love having everybody living here with us now, but it's kind of nice to do something just the two of us again, you know?
Couldn't agree with you more. Your glass, Miss Liza.
Why, thank you, Mr. Henriksen.
So, about pairing Mr. Carlton and Miss Pryor.
Oh, yeah, I totally rigged that.
Liza!
What? I thought they'd be good together. A little hostile, maybe, but overall, I bet it'd be really sweet.
But... Were you expecting anyone?
Just this lobster on my plate. Why?
I think someone's at the door. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, Sheriff Rhodes. I'm sorry, but I thought the police didn't have any cases for us because we were, if I remember correctly, unqualified ass-backwards hacks.
I know, and I'm sorry about that, Marty. I've been trying to get the guys around the station to change their minds on that. But you know as much as anybody that it's a pretty stubborn crowd. But, right now, even they're desperate enough to reach out to your crew here.
What do you mean? Hi, Willie.
Hi there, Miss Liza. And what I mean is, starting at about 1400 hours, the tremors we've been experiencing intermittently for the past month or so start showing up every 10 minutes in different locations all over town. We were starting to look into it when things got worse. A lot worse.
How so?
In some places where these tremors showed up, the ground started opening up too. Made what looks like giant sinkholes.
Was anybody hurt?
Just one so far. Old Chester Albertson from downtown. But he was surprisingly happy for somebody with a busted ankle. Was going on and on about how he was right about something slinking around under the ground, which, I admit, is what gave me the idea to, you know.
I think I do.
So I convinced my people that this problem was bigger than us. And maybe, because deep down they agreed with me, they didn't put up a fight when I said I'd go to you. But I think this is a chance for you and those investigators of yours to prove that. In special cases, you can be just as good as the rest of us. What do you say, kiddo? You think your people can take the case? Where are they, anyway? You know what? I don't gotta know. I've known you since you were a kid, Marty. I trust you with this. Let me know as soon as your people can make it out. I'll try to hold down the fort best I can until you show up. Nice to meet you again, Miss Liza.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Mr. Carlton?
Miriam? I don't think they can hear us. But even if the door's locked, they might notice if we try to turn the knob. Then they can unlock it from the inside.
Yes, good idea.
It's stuck. I can't move it.
Oh, boy. All right, maybe we can't get through to Colin and Miriam, but I doubt that's the case for all the rooms. Come on!
Elliot? Algernon?
Ginny? Orville?
Hey, maybe if you think something, Orville can hear you with his whole mind-reading deal.
Right. Orville, if you can hear this, we really need you. We have a serious...
That's why chocolate chip cookie dough is my favorite flavor of ice cream. You want to tell me what your favorite is? Or maybe your favorite book, food, movie, or, like, your favorite anything? You've been quiet for, like, the last 20 minutes, and I'm gonna be for real. It's seriously starting to mess with my head. Like, I think I'm starting to hear myself think, and I'm starting to hear myself think. I'm hearing myself think, and then it just keeps echoing over and over and over.
I think I hear something.
Yeah, I'm pouring out my soul to you here.
No, like I hear someone thinking. Was someone besides you.
Oh, who is it?
It sounds like Martin. He needs our help.
Why?
Not sure. He's so stressed out I can't get a good read. I don't really like to make a habit out of this, so I'm not exactly an expert. Stand back.
Why?
I'm going to break down the door.
You can do that?
Physically, no. Telekinetically, yes. But there's about a 50% chance I'll pass out.
Wait, no! You know the rules! We're not allowed to leave for 3 hours!
I think the panicked thought messages from our boss changes the circumstances.
Or maybe it doesn't.
What?
If Martin's really so freaked out, when he sees we don't answer, he'll just go get somebody else to help, right? This is the most you've talked to me the whole time we've been in here. And I bet in the long run, that's more worth it than whatever Martin's doing. So you want to stick around? Maybe talk to me about how you can break down a door with your mind?
Okay.
Yay!
Crap! He seriously can't hear you?
The lack of hole in the wall where a door would normally be makes me strongly doubt it.
Okay, well, we still have Frank and Jack, right? They're right over here. Come on!
Liza, are you feeling...
Jack! Frank!
I know you're in there! Answer me!
Liza, stop! I know things look bad, but this is no time to panic. We may have no team, limited access to equipment, and a risk of burning down the house because I just now realized that we never turned off the stove from what is definitely the worst champagne and lobster fest on record. But now is not the time to panic, you hear? Not the time to panic! Thank you.
No problem. Now can you do the same to me? Because I am still majorly freaking out here.
Liza, you know I would never hit a...
My God, Martin, just suck it up and do it! Thank you.
You're welcome. I don't see why you needed to slap me back, though.
Sorry, reflex. So what do we do now?
I don't know. Shut down the business before it really begins, give the people you couldn't even get to live a month together a hefty severance for their trouble, and leave the town you've worked your whole life to improve in disgrace?
Not a bad plan, but super out of character for you.
I could say the same about you. If this really is our one chance to win over the local authorities, well, the local authorities who aren't Sheriff Rhodes, I think we just blew it.
Yeah, well, who needs them anyway?
Who indeed?
Hey, what's that?
That, I think, was a fairly nice, sincere moment between friends and—
No, what's that? To the left of the door to Frank and Jack's room.
It's a vent! Liza, you're a genius! With enough luck, it connects to the room.
And we can get Frank to tell us how to open the doors! Let's do it!
Frank! Can you hear us? Frank!
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 And that's how I think we can end the global environmental crisis.
Wow, you really have a lot of ideas, don't you?
Oh yeah, constantly! Like, I've been working on this thing for our investigation biz that Martin told me to keep secret, but you seem like a cool guy, so—
Wait, do you hear that?
What? That noise coming from the vent that sounds like Frank being yelled over and over again? Yeah, weird. Old house, old vents, freaky noises. Am I right? Wait, what are you doing?
Trying to figure out what's going on. Hello?
Jack?
Jack! Jack! Can you guys hear us in there?
Yes? Is everything okay?
Not unless you consider mysterious sinkholes a good thing. That's why we need to talk to Frank. To help us get you guys out of these rooms so we can check it out.
Can't you and Martin take care of it on your own?
Not when this is the first time the local law enforcement actually bothered to call us. They need to see how Heinous Investigations handles things.
Are you really sure that's the best idea?
Yes. Now can we talk to Frank?
Reporting for duty, m'lady!
Why is it that when we knock on all these doors, nobody can hear us?
Oh yeah! You said you wanted total privacy for this thing, so I soundproof all of the rooms both ways!
Oh. And the doorknobs being stuck? I'm guessing that was you too?
Heck yeah! You said you wanted those doors locked, and I can't think of them being any more locked than having knobs that are totally immobile.
Oh my God, Frank! What if there had been an emergency? Oh wait, there is one right now!
Ooh, yeah. Did not think that through, huh? Well, can't really do anything until the rest of the 3 hours are up.
There's really nothing you can do.
You don't have, like, an override device or something?
Psh, do I look like the kind of person who'd ever need an override device?
Yes, all the time!
Just last year, you almost exploded half the house while trying to make a transforming robot out of car parts and a dinosaur skeleton.
Hey, you leave Triceratoptimus Prime out of this!
Weren't you the one who just said you constantly had ideas?
Yeah? So?
Maybe you could think of one now?
Oh, okay, on it! Let's see, I've been carrying around that shark pill in my pocket now. Eureka! Jack, you're like a shapeshifter, right?
Yes. I mean, sort of. I'm not always that good at controlling—
Then you can shrink down, go through the vent, and go into town and do this case with Eliza!
What?
Hey, it may not be as cool as miraculously freeing everybody without an override, but at least it's something!
No, that's not what I— It's a decent plan, but, it's just that I'm not the biggest fan of small spaces.
Well, hey, if you shrink down small enough, it'll be more like a really big space!
I don't think you exactly get what I—
Ah, sorry, friend. I'm supposed to be trying to understand you better. Go ahead, let's talk it out.
Aw, look, my team-building exercise is working.
Yes, and it's working a bit too well, considering how almost everyone is locked inside the house. Jack, please, we don't exactly have other options here.
All right. I'll do it.
Yes! I'll go start the van.
And I'll call Sheriff Rhodes.
Okay, I'm just gonna come out and say it. I don't agree with you about this whole not getting to know each other thing.
Of course you don't agree with me. Considering how much you freaked out about everybody around here expecting us to hook up, I'd say that was a given.
Yeah, I'm not entirely thrilled about that, but I'm a little more concerned about the fact that right now I don't feel like I can trust you.
Are you serious? In case you forgot, I helped you fight off a bunch of ghosts not too long ago.
You also spend almost all of your time here training alone, avoid answering any questions that don't have to do with work, and, oh yeah, you kept your own goddamn daughter a secret from everyone until it nearly got us killed. Remember that?
Okay, first of all, I could easily say the same thing about you, except for the daughter part, where in that case, I kept Rachel a secret to keep her safe, because maybe I don't trust you either.
And obviously I can understand that, so maybe before we turn this into, what, the 47th argument we've had since we've met, we try to do this thing the way Liza intended and actually try to understand each other a little. That doesn't mean I'm ever gonna stop fighting you on everything, because I sure as hell will. But at least I can try to understand why you have your totally wrong opinions in the first place.
How noble.
At least I'm honest, right?
So what now? Are we supposed to, like, start sobbing about our crappy childhoods or something?
I have no clue.
It's just, I don't really know where to.
Me neither. But maybe we just keep it to what the other person wants to know.
Meaning?
Here's what I'm thinking. One of us asks the other a question, something they feel like they should know. Then when they get an answer, we switch. Other person asks, other person answers. You can't ask more than one question at a time, and you can't ask another question until the other person's done answering. Sound like a plan?
Yeah, I think it does.
So I guess I'll just start off by asking...
hold it. Who says you get to ask first?
I'm the one who came up with the idea, so I think that gives me first question privileges.
You didn't say anything about that before I agreed to go along with it.
Fine. What do you suggest?
Rock, paper, scissors.
You're not serious.
You got any better ideas?
Okay. One round. Winner asks first. We shoot on three.
Okay. One, two,
three.
Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Christian Pineda. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velick. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, and Facebook at Wildly Productions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating!